Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope you guys are doing well. And fantastic to have you with us for the 6 o'clock hour of the show. The SEC has come out with a statement. I want to share that with you. But first, Delvin joins us right now on the line. Hey, Delvin, thanks for being patient with me, man. Happy to have you on. What's up?
Thanks for having me on. Sure, if the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 play, this helps out the American Athletic Conference to get a team in the playoffs. This year, because it'll be a 14 playoff, because they're going to be still playing. So they can help a team like UCL can finally get in the playoff and prove that they play the big boys.
No, look, I agree. I agree. So the question is, Delvin, do we have a national champion if only the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC are playing? What do you think?
Yeah, because you're going to have that team. Like I said, you got the American Athletic Conference, and if they can get a team in, or come to USA, get a team in. You got 14, and let them go in and play for the national championship. Hey, don't stop playing for the national championship. The Pac-12 and Big Ten don't play. Put it like this. They say that the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 play this fall, and the Pac-12, the Big Ten play in the springtime. Do they championship count for a national championship? No team play this spring?
Yeah. No, I got you.
Yeah, so at least you got more teams you can play with this year. So you got a chance to have a 14 playoff. In the springtime, you won't have a chance to have a 14 playoff. And I don't believe no teams go. I don't think they're going to play in anyway. Because, and Mark, these commissioners, Pato and Big Ten, will have egg on their face. Because you can't play basketball now. You can't play basketball because you just canceled football. You can't go out there and say, hey, well, we're going to play basketball. No, you can't do that. Because how you going to do? You canceled football when you're going to play basketball. So
yeah,
they'll put themselves in a hole.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, all of the other sports right now are in limbo in terms of what this means for them. You're right. I mean, college basketball is going to have to be pushed to January now at minimum because you can't say you can do that and you couldn't play college football, right? So you're exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. There you go. Delvin, I appreciate it, man. Great to hear from you, buddy.
Hey, I have a question, Mark. So if the SEC, the ACC, and these other conferences actually play in the fall and they're successful and there's no major outbreak, do the head of the Big Ten and the Pac-12, should they be fired?
No, I don't think so. What do you think?
Yeah. Here's the reason why. I think the fans of the teams in those conferences will be calling for the heads of those conferences. If the rest of the United States can pull off football when it's supposed to be played, and they didn't, and they do it successfully without any major outbreak, it makes them look really, really dumb.
Lonzo's question, I'll pose it to you. I'll pose it to you guys. Should the commissioners, Larry Scott and Kevin Warren of the Pac-12 and the Big Ten respectively, should they lose their jobs if the remaining conferences that do play in the fall, and I am predicting that will happen, should they lose their jobs if the other conferences successfully are able to complete their seasons in the fall? Very, very interesting question indeed. Ryan Scott tweets into the show. And by the way, guys, we have offered you the whole show today. If you follow us on our station account, we will give you a shout-out on the air, okay? We will give you a shout-out on the air if you follow us on our station account. And a number of you have done that already today, and I greatly appreciate that. So if you have a Twitter account, go to ESPN Upstate, at ESPN Upstate on Twitter. Just click that follow button. I will see it. I get a notification, and I'll give you a shout-out on the air here. All right? Sound good? You like that deal? Happy to do it. Happy to do it for you. Let's get right back to it. And Jimmy joins us on the line. Jimmy, thanks for the call, man. No Big Ten, no Pac-10, no Pac-12 whatsoever. Your feelings on all the above?
Well, how can you have a national championship without all of the Power Five conferences?
That is what I'm saying. But I'm about to present a counter-argument to you, Jimmy, okay? And I'm going to play devil's advocate on myself, which I don't like to do. The last 5 years, national championship game. Jimmy, you ready? You tell me the conference. Alabama.
ACC and SEC.
No. Alabama, what conference?
SEC.
Clemson.
ACC.
Clemson.
ACC.
Alabama.
SEC.
Alabama.
SEC.
Georgia.
SEC.
Clemson.
ACC.
Alabama.
SEC.
LSU.
SEC.
Clemson.
ACC.
You see what I'm saying? Last 5 years,
yeah.
Only the ACC right. And the SEC have played for the national championship. You know, and this thumbs its
right.
Nose at Lonzo's Ohio State, who won the very first college football playoff. But the last 5 years, if you picked an ACC representation and an SEC representation, you were golden. You were golden, man.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I said that to someone I was talking to earlier because it's pretty basically the national championship game is between those two conferences. But still, like Ohio State's been in the playoff of four. So I don't know. It's a tough call, but I think it's ridiculous. If the other conference already said that they're playing, that's going to cause a major conflict. With, I guess they'll have to put an asterisk on the national championship game for 2020-2021 season, I guess. And then the other thing, I heard that interview with President Trump, and I heard a couple things that bothered me. He said that these young athletes are physical specimens, and they probably can't get it. And last time I checked, young people in perfect condition have died from COVID-19.
If I can say this, Jimmy, too, Xavier Thomas on Clemson had it pretty badly. And Dabo Sweeney
right.
was talking about the problems Xavier Thomas had with breathing when he had that, right? And as a result of COVID, Dabo Sweeney saying that Xavier Thomas is going to redshirt because it basically ravaged his body and he's nowhere close to being in physical condition to play. And, like, we still have a month plus before a season, and Dabo's already redshirting him, which tells you that Xavier Thomas is a shell of his former self right now, right?
Yeah, President Trump will probably say it's because he's overweight, even though he's a physical specimen, because he was saying that in his interview. And the other things that bothered me, do you really want to tick off China by saying that they've ripped you off in the last 30 years and that they intentionally let the virus spread by not doing proper quarantining people?
Well, wait a minute, Jimmy. Time out. Do you think, I mean, China bears some responsibility for this, right? I mean, come on. They didn't contain the virus, and their doctors were under strict lock and key not to tell anybody anything about this. This was China's dirty secret. They didn't want anybody to know. And then it spreads over to the United States, right? So have we done the best job we could do containing this? Absolutely not. But we cannot act that China doesn't also bear some serious responsibility for this thing spreading like wildfire and not cluing the rest of the world in that this was going on. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but I say it's still not good for our president repeatedly called the China virus and saying that they ripped us off 30 years and he's placing a 25% embargo. So if they are doing something intentional to hurt our country, it's because he placed a tariff on China. And I don't know. It's just a messed up situation. And, it, you know, both sides say, the Democrats and Republicans both say that it's been made into a political thing, but both sides are making it a political thing.
Jimmy, I really appreciate the call, man. Thank you so very much. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. A texter says, Lonzo, I agree they should still play football. I don't think they should be fired if everything else goes well because they're just trying to do the best they can with everything going on in the world.
Well, let me just say that I am speaking as a fan when I say that. And
Lonzo's a little emotional today.
I am representing what all other fans, more than likely, of those two conferences are feeling. And some of those fans actually have a little money in their pocket, unlike me, and are able to take that money away if certain people are still in power, if this goes the way it might go.
Yep, yes, indeed. All right, so Steve Spurrier, former Gamecock coach, said the SEC and ACC should play their seasons and winners face off for the national title because one conference was going to win it anyway. Again, that upsets Lonzo further, former Gamecock coach upsetting Lonzo. The SEC has released the following statement. Greg Sankey, commissioner, who is really kind of evolving into the leader of all of college football, if I may. I look forward to learning more about the factors that led the Big Ten and Pac-12 leadership to take these actions today. I remain comfortable with the thorough and deliberate approach that the SEC and our 14 members are taking to support a healthy environment for our student-athletes. We will continue to further refine our policies and protocols for a safe return to sports as we monitor developments around COVID-19 in a continued effort to support, educate, and care for our student-athletes every single day. Look, folks, is it safe to play college football? No, it's not. Is it safe to go to the grocery store right now? No, it's not. Is it safe to wait in the waiting room at the doctor's office right now? No, it's not. The question is, what do the players want to do? If you educate the players, what do you want to do? Look, I wasn't allowed to play football when I was a kid because my mom was worried about concussions and CTE and so on and so forth. But then they had a chat with me when I was 16 and they gave me a choice. When you're old enough to make an educated decision, what choice do you want to make? These are young men. And they're saying, we want to play. And then you have the best two coaches in college football, Nick Saban and Dabo Sweeney, saying, these guys, you guys want to send them back home? You guys want to send them off of the environment that they have with us, where we can provide millions of dollars worth of testing and treatment and protocols? Do you think most of these athletes, where they're coming from, they're able to get that same level of care and treatment back home? Absolutely not. And so in that respect, I think Dabo Sweeney, I think Nick Saban make unbelievably great points. My question to you guys is simply this. Would you let your kids play college football in this particular environment? Would you let them play college football? Nebraska and Penn State. Now, Reese Davis has a comment about this. Nebraska and Penn State are wanting to play no matter what. And now the Big Ten has removed their ability to do so. So might Nebraska and Penn State be looking to cheat on the Big Ten?
It's not feasible from a scheduling standpoint. I think it is more likely what Scott Frost and James Franklin and others are trying to do is to put a little heat on their presidents to give this a little bit more time and to influence what they say in those meeting rooms without just deciding at this point in the calendar year that they're going to drop the season. In terms of joining other conferences, Nebraska went to great lengths to join the Big Ten. Penn State prior to that did the same. Would they really be willing to undermine that relationship for the foreseeable future? I think that's sort of a ridiculous notion and is probably born out of emotion.
So not many options, according to Reese Davis, for Nebraska and Penn State moving forward, Ohio State as well. And, folks, that sucks. Would you let your kid play college football in this environment? Let us know what you think. Shoot us a text at 71307. On the text line, just start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. Let's get to another Jimmy who joins us on the line. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Hey, this ain't the wimpy Jimmy that it was before. This is the hardcore Jimmy here.
I appreciate the call, brother. Thank you.
This is going to devastate their recruiting. The Big Ten, I mean, there's no way. How are they going to play next year? If they ain't going to play the spring, if they can't play the spring, they're done. They're done. It's like a mini death penalty. They're literally going to be.
Why do you say that? Why? Tell me why, Jimmy. Why are they done? Why can't they just pick up and pack it in and recruit for next season and play next season?
The kids that are in high school right now, who all probably you got some few juniors out there and seniors that are pretty good stars. So you know what they are. So where do you think they're going? Because you now know there are two places or two power conference teams or schools or conferences that are not going to play football, and there's no reason why they might not play for maybe a year and a half. So why not go to where you can play? The ACC is considered what it will be, but it will say the fourth best conference. They can easily move up to two. And you know the SEC is going to jump on that. You think Nick Saban's going to sit in the hammock, and then he's going up there and he's going to wrangle those big linemen and those big defensive linemen and bring them down there. I think it just killed them.
Interesting stuff, Jimmy. You know, look, I understand what you're saying. I don't know if I would say this is a death penalty, but yeah, there's going to be major egg on their face if the SEC and the ACC and the Big 12 are able to pull this off.
But you know especially what? That's a great point that he's making, though. If you're a kid in school and if the SEC and the ACC, if they actually have a season like they say they're going to, if 3 or 4 weeks from now we actually get college football and you committed to a Big Ten team, I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a bunch of decommits.
Yeah, I mean, look, that can happen. And here's the other part that's problematic here. The Big Ten, the virus is not doing as – it's compared to what the virus has been doing in the South. The Big Ten has the virus largely more under control than the South does. So a part of the country that is doing better with the virus is saying we're not playing college football. If the part of the country that is not doing as well is able to successfully execute a college football season, what does that say about the Pac-12? What does that say about the Big Ten? It says that they were terrified of lawsuits and litigation. They were petrified by it. And they can hide behind the guise of doing what's right for the student athletes all they want. But you know as well as I do, the reason why they considered it up until today was because of money, right? And they're terrified and they're petrified about lawsuits and litigation. God bless Greg Sankey for being open and honest with everybody about this moving forward. Coming up next, we are going to hear from Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan joins the show. He is ESPN's foremost MLB expert. All right. And Jeff Passan is going to tell you about an exciting plan for a bubble that Major League Baseball has for the postseason. All right. They just might be able to pull this off. All right. They just might be able to pull this off. And that would be very, very, very exciting. All right. Jeff Passan up next. Here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Joining us right now on the line, folks, is baseball's preeminent baseball insider. He is also a graduate of Syracuse University, my birth city. And he joins us right now on the show. Jeff, greatly appreciate you making the time, man. Thank you so very much. How are you?
I'm well. I'm sorry I'm calling a little early, but I have a doctor's appointment and didn't want to miss the hit. So I figured better earlier than never.
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. You had a really interesting feature on Fernando Tatis Jr. and how he's bringing joy back to baseball. And, you know, what really struck me, Jeff, was, you know, the kind of the new MO in baseball, the let the kids play campaign. You know, the NFL's been called the no fun league. Baseball was beginning to feel a little bit like that as well. In what ways to you is Fernando Tatis achieving this right now?
I mean, I think he's the embodiment of let the kids play. You know, yeah. He's just a joy to watch, and you see it. In his actions on the field, you see it in his personality, you see it in all the different ways that he can display it. And he comes from the Dominican Republic. His father, of course, was Fernando Tatis, a longtime third baseman in the major leagues. And he was born to do this. And I think he recognizes that, appreciates it, and understands that baseball is a game with a reputation, especially among kids. That's not all that great, and he wants to be one of the people to help change that.
Jeff Passan, ESPN's Baseball Insider, joining us here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. Jeff, I am taken by the fact that anytime you see these most famous athletes in the world lists, very few, if any, baseball players are on it.
None.
In the last one, yeah, in the last one, I think Bryce Harper was like number 99, so he made it by like one spot, and in the previous one, none were on it at all. Why is baseball failing, and in what ways is baseball failing to market its stars in ways that other sports are doing successfully?
I think it's a couple of things. First off, I think the game can honestly be kind of boring at times. Like when you're looking at the prevalence of strikeouts these days, the amount of action, the amount of the ball being in play just isn't what it once was. And to compound that, they're just really long games. You know, the NFL plays three and a half hour games. It's once a week. Baseball, it's a three and a half hour investment 6 days a week. So there is a lot as a fan that you have to put into it to really follow along. Beyond that, though, it's just the simple marketing aspect. Like, marketing in 2020 is tough. And, you know, in the NBA, they have perfected taking their best players and finding out what makes them interesting and capitalizing on that. And baseball has just had a much tougher time doing that, I think, because there's a sense among kids especially that the game is just all that fun. You know, it's an old man game. But it's not. I mean, baseball right now is being played at a level that we've never seen before. The quality of the talent is breathtaking, and Tatis is chief among them. The things that he does on a nightly basis, whether it's hitting a ball a really long way or his speed on the bases or his defensive prowess, you tune in and you're bound to see something that you haven't seen before.
Jeff Passan joining us. Jeff, you and I are close to the same age. I won't reveal yours, but I'm 43. I grew up collecting every single baseball card, right? Whenever I visit home, I go through my baseball cards, and it's amazing to me how I can still remember the stats on the back of them. But to your point, something changed for me about 10 years ago, and I'm not so sure it's baseball changed as much as it is I changed. So to your point about I so greatly appreciate you saying that as somebody who makes his living covering the sport, to say the sport is boring. In what ways would you attempt to amend that? What changes would you make?
It's interesting. I mean, this year, part of the protocols for coronavirus include 7-inning doubleheaders, which is like heresy if you talk with a baseball fan. But I think a 7-inning game is really interesting, actually. I think it puts the onus more on the starting pitcher, which is what we've classically seen. I think it has more urgency, and I understand the damage that a 7-inning game would do. You know, records would not be the same, not the actual team record, but the record book would not be the same. You're not going to see anyone hitting 60 or 70 home runs in a season. But the idea of a quicker paced game, you know, more balls in play. And if that is amending the strike zone somehow to induce early swinging and more contact, that's great. One of the problems is that pitchers have gotten incredibly good. You know, you see guys like Dustin May with the Dodgers throwing 99 and his fastball is breaking a foot. It's like an unbelievable pitch to see, but it's really hard to put something like that in play. So it's almost like they've gotten so good that they've broken the game a little bit. And this is a radical idea, but a guy named Nick Elam, who I don't know if you saw in basketball, it's called the Elam ending, where essentially you rejigger the game so it's not just free throws at the end. Nick came up with an idea called the dynamic strike zone, which is that when there are no strikes, the strike zone is enormous. The strike zone is small. And what that does is that makes pitchers put the ball over the plate in an area where, you know, hitters should swing at it. And if you have more balls in play, more contact, more of an inducement for them to swing, it seems like the game's going to move faster and it could be a better game because of it.
You know, that is really, really fascinating stuff to consider there, as Jeff Passan is joining us from ESPN on what baseball can do to kind of spruce things up a little bit. Jeff, I'd ask you, as we've seen now the success of bubbles in MLS in the NBA, if you can share some insight as to why there wasn't a baseball bubble plan to begin with.
There was. It's just that nobody really wanted to do it. And it was going to be a hard thing to pull off because baseball has a lot more players than soccer or hockey or the NBA. And they were proposing at least to do a full season. Players weren't on board with it, though, and the league in the end thought it was just going to be too difficult to pull off over a full season. For the playoffs, though, it's something that not only can happen, but should happen. And I reported last night that Major League Baseball has had preliminary discussions, at least about the idea of a bubble. And if they can do that for the postseason and really make sure to go as far as they possibly can to prevent a coronavirus outbreak like we've seen with the Miami Marlins and with the St. Louis Cardinals, it's something that they absolutely should do.
I was reading your article, Jeff, and where it says where you wrote Southern California, the greater Chicago area, New York metropolitan area would potentially be candidates to host a playoff bubble. is one of those options in particular in the lead at this point?
I think Southern California makes the most sense just because of the weather. And, you know, it's unclear at this point whether they would start it after the wild card round. MLB expanded its playoffs to 16 teams this year. So obviously 16 teams are going to be difficult to pull off in three places like L.A., Anaheim, and San Diego, or like New York, and Philadelphia, for example, or Chicago, and Milwaukee. But if you can have that wild card round in both of the New York stadiums, two games a day in each of them, and two games a day in both of the Los Angeles stadiums, and then move everything at the division series to the Los Angeles area, seems to make a lot of sense.
Jeff Passan, ESPN Baseball Insider, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Jeff, I grew up a Houston Astros fan. I would plunk an Astro. My producer, Lonzo, would plunk an Astro. Would Jeff Passan plunk an Astro?
I would not plunk an Astro. I do not believe that throwing at other players is the right way to do things. And I understand why guys are doing it. I don't buy into that. I've long been against the idea of throwing at other players, and I think that the danger that comes from that is just not a requisite punishment for what the Astros did. Not in any way saying what the Astros did deserves to be accepted. What they did was wrong. They cheated, and they should have been punished and penalized more, I think, than they were. But here we are. It's just a reality in baseball. It's something that's been around forever and is not going to go away anytime soon.
Jeff Passan joining us here on the show. Jeff, can I get on an A through F traditional school grading scale a letter grade on for baseball and how they've done so far?
Ooh, I'd say B minus. They're still playing, which is a great thing. But the fact that you've had outbreaks on two teams, the fact that two Cleveland Indians pitchers in Mike Clevinger and Zach Plesacker going out in Chicago on a Saturday night, it shows that there's still a lot of work to be done. And if they want to play a full season, they need to rectify that. And they've got 7 weeks left in the year to make sure that that happens. And it's going to be a hard thing to do because I think that players have shown, even with the examples that the Marlins and Cardinals have set, that players aren't strictly abiding by these protocols yet. And it's not just the players either. I mean, it's coaching staff, it's other staff members as well. Everyone needs to be involved. But in order to make sure the season does come to a completion and that a World Series champion is crowned, everybody involved needs to be as vigilant as they possibly can.
You know, we've seen a couple times now, Jeff, where Rob Manfred has spoken up. And at one point, before we had a deal, he said the season is in danger at this point. Last week, when Marlins and Cardinals were popping positive on tests, he again stepped out and said something. And things always seem to turn around a little bit for the better whenever he speaks out and says something the way that he is. But you look at the standings, Jeff, we have one team, the Cardinals, has played five games, another, the Giants, that has played 18 games. How does this thing end? Do we get to a conclusion of a season where everybody has played the requisite 60 games?
I have absolutely no idea. And it's a problem that I'm glad I don't have to solve because there's really no great solution. I mean, you can say the Cardinals playoffs are determined by winning percentage if they don't play the full 60 games. But is that fair to the other teams in the National League Central or the other teams throughout the National League that are fighting for those eight playoff spots? No, not really. At the same time, it's not like the Cardinals said, we want to have a coronavirus outbreak on our team. Are you going to blame us for a highly communicable pandemic? And of course, the answer there is no, that wouldn't be fair either. So it's really a no-win situation for MLB right now. And that illustrates why it's so important that they do stem these types of outbreaks.
Jeff Passan joining us here on the show. Jeff, being born in Syracuse, I have a very important question for you. Do you miss the winters there?
I grew up in Cleveland, so Syracuse winters weren't a big thing to me. I didn't mind it, but having moved away from a place where there's a foot of snow every day, I can't say I miss it.
You can't say you miss it. Folks, he does an outstanding Elmo impression. He's from the Newhouse School of Broadcasting in Syracuse. He is ESPN's baseball insider. Jeff, I greatly appreciate your time today. Encourage everyone to check out your feature story, ESPN.com, on Fernando Tatis Jr. Hope to catch up with you again sometime. Hope you and your family stay healthy and safe. Thank you so very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Take care.
You got it. All right, take care. Jeff Passan, ESPN, joining us here on the show today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's get right to it. And Neil's been hanging patiently. Neil, thanks for the call, man. We have a texter that is offering you a brain buster of the day. So, Neil, do we have you?
Yeah, what's the brain buster of the day?
Okay, here we go. A guy walks into a store and steals a $100 bill from the register without the owner's knowledge. He then, with that $100 bill, buys $70 worth of goods using that $100 bill, and the owner gives him $30 in change. How much money did the owner lose?
Wow.
You never know what direction your call's going to go, Neil. What's that? What is it?
$170.
Well done. No, it definitely
is $170. The owner lost $100.
No, that's not true because, he bought $70 worth of stuff, so he lost that stuff too. Yeah, it's $170.
Yeah. No, but he has the $100 in the
bank. Whoever said $100, you're wrong.
It's $100.
It's $170.
No, because he has $100. The owner got the $100 back. The guy gives the owner $100.
About those trivia kind of questions, Mark. My in-laws who were 10, 13, and 16 were up here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, they were going online and doing all this trivia that was supposed to be hard. I got on with everyone.
Neil and Lonzo, allow me just to explain. He gives the guy his
I get it now. Here's the problem, Neil. Mark is giving the question out, and that just it makes it really hard to listen to. And that's why neither one of us got it. Yeah.
He got $70 worth of stuff for free too, so it's $170 that he's really out.
It's
I understand your premise too, Mark, because he puts the $70 back into the register. So in reality, he got $70 worth of stuff and $30 that he got to take with him. So I guess I kind of agree with you. I can understand where you come up with that.
There you go. All right. What do you got? What do you want to get to today? Yeah.
Your last guest, which I actually enjoyed, about baseball. And I heard you ask him, which I thought was a brilliant, one of your best questions ever, how do you get it back to exciting? First of all, I don't know if that's possible, but let's say it is. And let's me and you break down what we could
Wait, hold up. Wasn't it amazing that somebody who's like on the front lines of baseball at a major network, it's what he does for a living, and he's like, baseball is inherently boring. Wasn't that
amazing?
He
admitted the truth.
I couldn't believe he did that. I literally was shocked.
As soon as he did that, Mark, that's what made me want to call, honestly. It was breathtaking and refreshing to find a guy in his position to just admit the truth. Right now, it sucks, and I'm with you. You can ask Billy. Many years ago, baseball, to me, I mean, it was right there with every other sport. I mean, I would religiously watch the Braves and sit there on the edge of my seat every night. Not anymore. I used to watch Ken Griffey Jr. Not anymore. Obviously, he doesn't play anymore, but I'm just saying. here's a couple of things that I think they could do. Number one, before you do anything else, Mark, and I think you're going to agree with this, you have got, and we've been saying this forever, you've got to get an automated strike zone. There is nothing that pisses me off about baseball more than sitting there watching it, because every channel that you turn it to now, they not only show the pitcher, but they show the strike zone on that channel. And the guy throws it right down the middle, and the umpire calls it a ball.
That is maddening. That pisses me off. And you know what the worst part about that is, Neil? Is that you're watching it, and the announcers never call out the umpire. They never say,
right,
hey, this pitch, you see the circle where the ball landed, is nowhere close to the freaking strike zone, and this ump blew the call. They never say that. You'll hear them say, oh, we got the outside call there. No, it's outside the strike zone. This is not something supposed to be subjective. It's clearly defined. It's a bad call.
Or they'll say, he's been calling the same game all day, so we're okay with it. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
A ball is a ball, and a strike is a strike. Call
completely.
The damn game correctly.
Completely agree
second
with you.
Second thing, make parts bigger, make it harder to hit a home run so we can watch guys in the outfield have to run down really long fly balls. That would be fun. Third thing, and I've been saying this on your show, let them fight. One-on-one, if you're Laureano and you have the balls to go into six guys, let him go over there and get his brains beat in for at least a couple of minutes.
Did you hear what happened
Nobody
on that today?
Did
you hear what happened on that today?
Yeah,
the Astros first base coach, 20 games.
Centron got 20 games and Laureano got six.
Yeah.
Another thing I think would be, get rid of the shift. I think this would be exciting.
Yes.
If you're on third base and you're man enough to steal home and you make it, not only do you get the run, but you also get to go back up to first base. You have to reward people for doing things that you're not expecting.
I don't mind that at all. And I like your idea not to get rid of the shift, Neil. I think to enforce that, you have to play in a certain zone. So if you're like the second baseman, you're allowed to be like in a 6-foot zone, and you're not allowed to leave that until the ball's hit, you know?
Listen, I know you got to run because I know you're coming up on the last minute here, but I will say this. What ruined baseball, and I told you this many times, was Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, quote-unquote, saving baseball. People fell in love with the home run. If you look at the runs per game now, they're right there in the average what it's been. The problem is, if you look at teams, I saw the other day a team was batting .228, and I'm like, oh my God, they were like 15th in the Major League Baseball in hitting. Are you kidding me? Learn how to hit the damn ball.
Lastly,
Mark, and I'll leave you with this.
Yeah.
Take away four balls and make it only three. Why can you get four balls and you only get three strikes? Make them throw pitches down the damn middle so we can actually see guys get on base, for the love of God, and quit trying to hit five-run home runs every time.
Hey, Neil, I love
you,
brother. I love you, brother. Damn.
It just drives me crazy, man. Everybody, that's all they want to do is hit home runs, steal some bases, get on base.
Hey, Neil, I love you, brother.
They hit the damn ball for an average of 250 or higher. Come on, give me a break.
Hey, Neil, I love you, brother. I love you, brother.
Take care, Mark.
Damn! I cannot get it back. I cannot get it reciprocated, no matter what I do.
Well, maybe he doesn't feel the same, Mark.
That's exactly what it is. All right, coming up next, we close the show with a take to take with you here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, let's get right to it. Darth Chosen has been hanging patiently. Darth, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, bro. How you doing?
I got a brain buster for you. A guy walks into a store and steals a $100 bill from the register. He then buys $70 worth of goods using the $100 bill, and the owner gives him $30 in change. How much money did the owner lose?
First of all, I want to say I love you, brother.
I love you too, Darth Chosen. I love you too, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and then now I want to say everybody was $100.
What? I missed that. What'd you say?
He lost $200.
He lost $100.
Right. The merchandise was 70. The change back was 30. That's $200.
No, the merchandise was 70. The change back was 30. He was given back his $100. So he lost $100.
No.
Yeah, he was given back the $100 that was taken from him.
No, you're wrong. He took the money from the register. That's the first $100.
And he gave it back to him to buy it. He gave it back to him to buy it.
Yeah, but he also gave the guy back $30 of that $100, so the $100 is not right.
So he gave him $100 back, and he gave him $30 back change, and he got $70 worth of merchandise. The loss to the company was $100.
Was purchased with that stolen $100 bill, which brings it to $200.
No way! This doesn't even make any sense, man. Darth Chosen, love you, brother. Thanks so much for the call. Do appreciate it greatly. All right. That is a brain buster, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable stuff. All right. My heart breaks for the Big Ten kids. My heart breaks for the Pac-12 kids. But ladies and gentlemen, look, so you're saying there's a chance. The ACC, the Big 12, the SEC are still alive. Let's hope they can figure out a way to do it. We are your one-stop shop for all the latest college football news and entertainment. So much more. Thanks so much for making us part of your afternoon here on the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina, Offsides with Mark Ryan, right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.